Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am VC Pramod with the news at 9. Prime Minister Narendra Modi announces financial assistance of 1200 crore rupees for flood-affected Uttarakhand. Assesses damage caused by cloudbursts, rains and landslides in affected areas during review meeting in Dehradun. India announces special economic package for Mauritius to boost infrastructure, employment and healthcare in the island nation. 10 Naxals killed in an encounter in Gariaband district of Chhattisgarh. Nepal President Ram Chandra Paudel says making all possible effort to resolve current situation within constitutional framework. Various stakeholders call for finding solutions through peaceful dialogue and democratic process. In Indonesia, at least 14 people killed in worst flooding in Bali. And in badminton, India's Lakshya Sen and Ayush Shetty enter men's singles quarterfinal of Hong Kong Open. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced financial assistance of 1,200 crore rupees for Uttarakhand. Chairing a high-level meeting in Dehradun today, Mr. Modi reviewed the relief and rehabilitation efforts in the disaster-affected areas of the state. He also announced an ex gratia amount of 2 lakh rupees for the families of the deceased and 50,000 rupees for those seriously injured. The Prime Minister emphasized the need for a multi-dimensional approach to help the affected regions and their people. This will include reconstruction of houses under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, restoration of... The Prime Minister was scheduled to conduct an aerial survey of the disaster-affected areas of the state today, but the visit was cancelled due to bad weather. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today announced that the children orphaned due to recent floods and landslide will be assisted through the PM CARES for Children scheme, ensuring their long-term care and welfare. Mr. Modi met with disaster-affected families and expressed his condolences to the relatives of those who lost their lives in the natural calamity. The central government has already sent an inter-ministerial team to assess the damages in Uttarakhand. Further aid will be considered based on the detailed report. The Prime Minister appreciated the efforts of the personnel from the NDRF, SDRF, Army, State Administration and other service-oriented organizations for their contribution to immediate relief and rescue efforts. Mr. Modi assured that the central government will make every possible effort to help the state in these difficult times. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today announced a special economic package for Mauritius designed to strengthen infrastructure, create employment opportunities and enhance healthcare facilities in the island nation. Mr. Modi stated this during a joint press briefing after holding wide-ranging bilateral talks with his Mauritian counterpart Naveen Chandra Ram Gulam at Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh. Mr. Modi emphasized that these initiatives are not assistance but an investment in their shared future.
आज हमने मॉरिशस की आवश्यकताओं और प्राथमिकताओं को ध्यान में रखते हुए एक स्पेशल इकोनॉमिक पैकेज पर निर्णय लिया है। यह इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर मजबूत करेगा, रोजगार के नए अवसर पैदा करेगा और स्वास्थ्य सुविधाओं को सुदृढ़ करेगा। दिस पैकेज इज नॉट एन असिस्टेंस, इट इज एन इन्वेस्टमेंट इन अवर शेयर्ड फ्यूचर। पिछले साल मॉरिशस में यूपीआई और रुपे कार्ड की शुरुआत हुई। अब हम लोकल करेंसी में व्यापार को सक्षम करने की दिशा में काम करेंगे।
मिस्टर मोदी सेड इंडिया एंड मॉरिशस आर टू नेशंस बट देयर ड्रीम्स एंड डेस्टिनी आर वन।
फ्री, ओपन, सिक्योर, स्थिर और समृद्ध हिंद महासागर हमारी साझा प्राथमिकता है। इस संदर्भ में मॉरिशस के एक्सक्लूसिव इकोनॉमिक जोन की सुरक्षा और मैरिटाइम कैपेसिटी को मजबूत करने के लिए भारत पूरी तरह प्रतिबद्ध है। इंडिया एंड मॉरिशस आर टू नेशंस बट अवर ड्रीम्स आर एंड डेस्टिनी आर वन।
फॉलोइंग द टॉक्स बिटवीन टू लीडर्स, इंडिया एंड मॉरिशस साइंड 4 एग्रीमेंट्स इन फील्ड्स ऑफ साइंस एंड टेक्नोलॉजी, ओशियनोग्राफी, एडमिनिस्ट्रेटिव ट्रेनिंग एंड टेलीमेट्री। Briefing the media this afternoon, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said India and Mauritius are working together to address challenges related to maritime security, piracy and drug trafficking as two neighbors in a very important maritime neighborhood.
India has traditionally been a first responder and a net security provider in the Indian Ocean region, and Mauritius is no exception to that. Today, this is a partnership that has evolved in diverse areas, including development cooperation, capacity building, maritime security, science and technology initiatives, educational exchanges, healthcare development. And evidence of this is to be seen in the number of memoranda of understanding and agreements that were signed earlier today and exchanged between the two sides.
Union Minister India of Road Transport traditionally Railways Nitin Gadkari today hailed the sugar industry, calling it the backbone of the country. Attending the third edition of India Sugar and Bioenergy Conference, along with Union Consumer Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi, Mr. Gadkari said that India's bioenergy sector has become a major player through its 20% ethanol blending.
शुगर कैन फार्मर्स का भविष्य शुगर इंडस्ट्री के साथ जुड़ा हुआ है और शुगर इंडस्ट्री हमारे देश की इकोनॉमी की एक बैकबोन है. शुगर इंडस्ट्री की इकोनॉमिक वायबिलिटी, ये ब्राजील में शुगर का भाव क्या है और कितना शुगर प्रोडक्शन हुआ इसके आधार पर अब निश्चित होने लगी है. और इसलिए स्वाभाविक रूप से शुगर इंडस्ट्री के साथ अलाइड प्रोडक्ट्स तैयार करना ज्यादा महत्वपूर्ण है. जो बायोफ्यूएल में इथेनॉल की इकोनॉमी है, हमारी सरकार ने अभी 20% तक ब्लेंडिंग किया है.
On this Independence Day, from the ramparts of the Red Fort, Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced the next generation of GST reforms by Diwali. His vision was realized as GST Council on 3rd September approved rates rationalization, reducing tax rates in many sectors, while easing the life of citizens. Today we look at how these reforms in the automobile sector help the common man to chase their dreams.
The next generation GST reforms will bring big relief to the automobile sector and common man. Buying a car, bike or tractor will now become easier and lighter on their pocket. The tax on two-wheelers with engines below 350cc has been reduced from 28% to 18%. The tax on tractors below 1800cc has been brought down from 12% to just 5%. While for buses, trucks, three-wheelers and auto parts, GST has been slashed down to 18%, making transport and repairs more affordable. Electric vehicles continue to enjoy the lowest tax rate of 5%, which is a move that encourages people to shift towards clean and green mobility. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Harsh Gupta, a resident of Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh, described the new GST reforms as a Diwali gift.
जीएसटी कम होने के कारण मैं भी अब गाड़ी ले सकता हूँ. सरकार जीएसटी कम कर रही है, अभी धीरे धीरे लाभ मिलेगा जीएसटी कम होने के बाद. सरकार अच्छा काम कर रही है.
द नेक्स्ट जनरेशन जीएसटी रिफॉर्म्स विल नॉट ओनली लोअर व्हीकल प्राइसेस बट ऑल्सो बूस्ट डिमांड एंड क्रिएट ग्रोथ अपॉर्चुनिटीज, मेकिंग द ड्रीम ऑफ द कॉमन मैन कम ट्रू अक्रॉस द कंट्री. नीतिका गुप्ता, आकाशवाणी न्यूज दिल्ली.
दिस इज आकाशवाणी गिविंग यू द न्यूज. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle @AIRNewsAlerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. In Chhattisgarh, 10 Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces today. Among those killed is a commander of the Maoist organization. More details from our Raipur correspondent.
Security forces had received information about the presence of large number of Maoists in the Mainpur area of Gariaband district. Following this, a joint team of Gariaband E-30 Special Task Force and Cobra Battalion was dispatched to the area. Since this morning, intermittent exchange of fire has been taking place between security forces and Maoists in the forest of Baludiggi. So far, 10 Maoists have been reported killed in this encounter. The slain include Manoj alias Bhaskar, a Maoist commander carrying a reward of around 1 crore rupees on his head. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
Union Minister of Education Dharmendra Pradhan said that India and the UAE have entered a new phase of educational cooperation with the inauguration of the IIM Ahmedabad's Dubai campus and the growing presence of Indian universities and schools in the Emirates. Speaking to the media during his visit to Dubai,
Today will be remembered as a very memorable day for UAE-India relationship because 1.5 years ago, the leadership of UAE requested for a campus of IIM Ahmedabad in Dubai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi accepted their suggestion. Today is the day. We all are very happy and very enthusiastic about the inauguration of IIM Ahmedabad at Dubai Education Institute.
Nepal President Ramchandra Paudel has said he is currently engaged in consultations and making every possible effort to address the country's ongoing challenges from within the constitutional boundary. Mr. Paudel's remarks comes as the country witnessed deadly violence over the past few days, triggered by a government ban on major social media platforms and anger over corruption. The violent clashes claimed the lives of 34 people and also led to the resignation of K.P. Sharma Oli as Nepal's Prime Minister. Meanwhile, many civil society groups have urged Gen Z to address the current political situation through peaceful dialogue and democratic process. More from our correspondent.
On the fourth day of Gen Z protest, no names have been finalized to lead the interim government in Nepal. President of Nepal, Ramchandra Paudel, issued a statement that he is currently engaged in consultations and making every possible effort to address the country's ongoing challenges from within the constitutional boundary. Student leaders, including 12 former chairpersons of different student organizations affiliated to political parties, have expressed the view that demands of Gen Z group could be addressed in the line with constitution. Meanwhile, several civil societies like Brihad Nagarik Andolan, Democratic Thought Society and others have urged all civil society organizations to remain united and proactive to find solutions to the current situation through peaceful dialogue and democratic process. District Administration of Kathmandu, Lalitpur, Bhaktapur, Pokhara and Sankhuba Sabha has imposed curfew till Friday morning to prevent any untoward event from happening. Nepali army had thwarted attempts of prisoners who tried to escape from different jails in Nepal, but 92 inmates managed to escape from Jhapa prison. Flights from Tribhuvan International Airport have resumed from today, allowing stranded tourists to leave to their destination safely. The Supreme Court will resume regular hearing of cases and registration of writ petition of habeas corpus will be done from September 14. Shweta Singh for Akashwani News, Kathmandu.
At least 14 people have been killed in Bali, Indonesia, following the island's worst flooding in a decade, triggered by torrential rains that caused rivers to overflow. Two people remain missing in Denpasar, where most fatalities occurred. Hundreds of residents have been evacuated as homes were submerged, roads blocked and bridges damaged. Indian shuttler Ayush Shetty caused a major upset at the Hong Kong Open Super 500 badminton tournament today, ousting 2023 World Championship silver medalist Kodaya Naraoka of Japan in a hard-fought three-game contest to storm into the men's singles quarterfinal. Ayush defeated the former world number two Japanese shuttler 21-19, 12-21, 21-14. Ayush will face his compatriot Lakshya Sen in the quarterfinals tomorrow. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi announces financial assistance of 1,200 crore rupees for flood-affected Uttarakhand, assesses damages caused by cloudbursts, rains and landslides in affected areas during review meeting in Dehradun. India announces special economic package for Mauritius to boost infrastructure, employment and healthcare in the island nation. 10 Naxals killed in an encounter in Gariaband district of Chhattisgarh. Nepal President Ramchandra Paudel says making all possible effort to resolve current situation within constitutional framework. Various stakeholders call for finding solutions through peaceful dialogue and democratic process. In Indonesia, at least 14 people killed in worst flooding in Bali. And in badminton, India's Lakshya Sen and Ayush Shetty enter men's singles quarterfinal of Hong Kong Open. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.